Welcome back. Term one, 24-25 academic year. Where has the last 6 weeks gone? They seem to have gone by in a blur, but I really hope you've all had a lovely, restful time and are ready to start again as we really push on to make sure that every single one of our children become the very best versions of themselves on a daily basis, because that's what we're after here at Shears Green Junior School. Welcome back. It's your first podcast and I've just got a few announcements I need to make. Firstly, most important above all else, Saturday is our summer fair. We deferred it from June when the weather was awful. The weather looks nicer now in September, although today isn't as nice as yesterday, is it? But we don't worry about that too much. 12 till 3, we need as many helpers as we can get. If you can help, please, could you just give me a quick email, headteacher@shearsgreen-jun.kent.sch.uk. The more people that can help, the more stalls we can have, and the more money we can raise, and that is what it's all about. So this Saturday, 12 till 3, our summer fair. I know a lot of you have been asking about collection gates. That is included with this podcast email, and I will include it if I can with the WhatsApp too, and that will give you all the details about which gates you need to collect from. Remember, drop off, you can drop off at any one of the gates that are open around site. Remember, if you're moving from year 4 to year 5, children in year 5 and year 6, they can be in school from 8:30 and they need to be in class ready at 8:40, and year 3 and 4 from 8:40 and they need to be in class by 8:50 at the very latest. Now, you've probably seen on the news all of the details about how attendance has changed, and we'd like to take a view that we understand children become ill, but also we need to make sure that children are attending in school. We haven't fined in the past, but that is a route we may take if attendance doesn't improve. There aren't any good reasons for it, because actually we want children to come to school and learn, because it actually gives all of our children the very best life chances, doesn't it? So obviously the first thing we always do is we're all about building relationships with you guys, getting to understand, not wanting to know the why, and supporting, and we provide all of the support. But if, you know, if there's no good reasons for the attendance, and then there's a 2-week term time holiday, we would look into fining. But again, I'll have more details about that as the weeks go by. Don't forget uniform. We've got the royal blue sweatshirt with or without logo. We don't worry about the logo too much. We don't worry about it at all. White polo shirt, black leggings or black joggers, black shorts or skorts in warm weather, and black trainers. So we're always ready to go outside and be active. Please, could you also make sure that a pair of weddy boots are in school at all times? That allows us to keep the field open whatever the weather, as well as making sure there's a waterproof coat and obviously a warmer coat as the winter progresses. Let's hope we have a bit of an Indian summer and it keeps warm for the next few weeks. Clubs go live tonight at 8 p.m. even on the Arbor app or via the Arbor website. You can access either or. And we're going to do clubs a bit differently this year. What we found actually was there was a minimal take up on lots and lots of the clubs. So a lot more of the clubs are going to be at lunch times, because we actually, staff give up a lot of their own time to run these clubs. And it's really nice for the children to be taking part. And we want as many children taking part in these clubs as possible. So lots of clubs are going to be happening at lunchtime. There'll still be some clubs after school, as well as our after school club, which is chargeable between 3:30 and 4:30 every day, and that can be paid for using the Arbor app. And also don't forget our breakfast club, which opens between 7:30 and 8:30 every morning too. I'll attach a new menu with this pod as well, so you know what you are ordering from this Wednesday onwards. And again, you can pay for all of your meals using the Arbor app, and I believe we now have the option to use Apple or Android Pay. You're welcome. Trying to make everybody's life a bit easier. And I know I use Apple Pay all the time. It's so convenient. It saves me having to get my card or trying to remember what my card details are. This is a long term, okay? I will warn you. So half term, we don't break up for half term until Friday the 25th of October. It's a long time. It's a long one. 7.5 weeks. Half term 25th of October. And just as a reminder, we break up for Christmas on Friday the 20th of December 2024. Wow. A real long slog for us all, but lots and lots coming up. And don't forget, the main place to hear all of that is here on the pod. And I want to welcome all our new year three parents. If you're not on the WhatsApp group yet, I'd recommend you joining it. It's a good place for me to share all of the information you need, be in contact with you very, very quickly. So I will send the link out for the WhatsApp group with this email, so you can then join using the community link. This school, right, has been a hive of activity this summer. I just want to say a massive thank you to Mr. Benson and his site team. He has been like a Trojan. He's worked like a Trojan this summer, getting this school improved inside and out. Look, we've had new flooring in all of our classrooms inside the main building, in our stairwells. We've decorated two classrooms, and we are going to continue decorating and hopefully refurnishing. Now, before, the bus looks amazing, by the way. There's something else we've put new flooring in. And I know some of your companies, so some of you work for companies who are really, really generous and provide sort of, you know, give money to good causes. We would really like every single classroom in this school to be updated. Now, I've done two classrooms so far where we've got new units around the classrooms, new tables, new chairs, new blinds. They've been painted, but this costs money. But I'm a true believer that every single child deserves to have the very nicest learning environment, but it costs money. So if any of your companies are doing this again, please could you come shout my way, because any pot of money would be really, really useful and would allow us to accelerate our program of works. So, you know, what would be amazing would be for every classroom to be upgraded by the end of this academic year. I'm not sure we can do it, but, you know, let's set ourselves the target. Let's aim for it and see if by the 18th of July 2025, we can have every classroom in this school painted, decorated, and with new furniture, because it makes such a difference. And I'll send some photos in a WhatsApp just for you to have a look at what it looks like. And our stairwells, the three stairwells, we've had wall art put in there, and I tell you what, it looks cracking, absolutely cracking. I couldn't be more pleased with how the school is looking. And thank you to everybody who came and helped last week build wardrobes for the classrooms, for the cupboards, who helped move boxes and tables and chairs. It was a phenomenal effort, and I couldn't thank you more. And that's what I love about being here at Shears Green. Do you know what? I embark on my 8th year here. 8 years now I've been here. And you know, the community we've got here is phenomenal. So I couldn't thank you more for coming to my rescue and, you know, helping shift all of that stuff. It was a Herculean effort, but my goodness, is the school starting to look good. Well, look, I can't wait to see you all Wednesday. Hope you enjoy the last day of the holidays tomorrow. All the staff here, we've had that going back to school feeling last night, so we'll be fresh on Wednesday. But I know some of you might be feeling like that Tuesday night, but don't worry, school is going to be amazing. School looks incredible, and I want all of the children to come and look in awe and say, tell me what their favourite stairwell is, because each one of them is a different theme. So I want them to come into school with a spring in their step. It's okay. School's a fun place to be, and there's lots of fun things coming up, and I will see you out on the gates Wednesday morning and evening. Don't forget Saturday, summer fair, 12 till 3. If you can help, just give us a little shout. Headteacher at shearsgreen-jun.kent.sch.uk. And I will see you soon.